We are in the process of examining the memorandum of understanding that we've had, the agreements that we've had with the Cuban government, who send medically trained personnel here, engineers, doctors, nurses, etc., to assist us in our health sector. On examination, we would want to make sure that the agreements do not in any way support what the U.S. is accusing, that these persons are really being dehumanized because they are working hard in our countries, according to the U.S. perception, and they're not being adequately paid because the money is being paid to the Cuban government in order to sustain the status quo in Cuba.